This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the last time I did this live, I had my guest that I have right now. And once again, we go to the weaponized woman, that being Keita Bussey. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
I got it right this time, though. I think this is the first time I've gotten it right.
You got it.
Calling you accidentally in the first hour because he'd wanted to shift to the second hour. And I was like, of course I can do that. And I could not.
Well, I don't mind talking to you an hour earlier.
You know, I had this whole thing set up for Vince. We were going to have Vince Damiano from Gunsitters coming on the show. And I was going to point out that really with his name, he was more suited to have been like a 50s era crooner. I don't know how he would have felt about that, but he had to go somewhere else and do other things. So let's talk about something that you might be able to help me out with. Now, Keita. Keita had contacted me early on about the show, and she was telling me that she was last week she was feeling bad, which was great because I was feeling horrible. And I let her know that I had a little medical thing going on, and Keita's an ex-nurse. So Keita has been prodding me here and there, thinking about you, getting worried about you, what's going on with you. And so today I called her, and as I was explaining to her what had been going on, she started saying to me, well, are they giving you this or are you giving them that? Because she is a former nurse. Now, I got a couple of questions for you, young lady.
Yes.
So, how hard is it going to be for me to bounce back from this?
It's going to take time because of the medications you're on. It's going to be difficult to start doing cardio, but once you start doing it and it becomes a regular part of your schedule, you'll slowly see improvements, and it'll happen so gradually you won't even realize it's happened until after you're there.
I feel like I'm having to start the cardiovascular conditioning from square one on this.
Yes. So, something I think I might have mentioned on the show before, I was born with a hole in my heart, and that's actually why I got into nursing in the first place. But they told me either I had to have an implanted defibrillator implanted into my body when I was a teenager or in my early 20s, or I could start doing a lot of cardio. So, of course, I chose to do a lot of cardio until it became a part of my daily life and I didn't really have to think about it. And I haven't had issues with that since. Once you make it a lifestyle change and a habit and just embrace the process and not look at, okay, I want to be here by this point in time, don't look at the goal. I mean, certainly set goals, but don't fixate on the goal. Just fixate on doing a little bit of something every single day, and you'll get a little better and a little better and a little better.
So, I also read off Keita a list of the medications I was taking. Explain to me, simply because I get this notion in my head that when they say heart failure, That's a little bit like the check engine light on your car. That can mean all kinds of things, can't it?
Well, usually there's a trifecta. So usually when you have heart failure, you have two other things going on at the same time. Usually you're overweight and you have diabetes, and those three all go hand in hand in hand. And when you start getting them under control, they all start getting under control, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. That was part of the thing. The prednisone helped me gain a whole bunch of weight, which pushed up the blood sugar, the sugar in the blood. So I do have the trifecta of that thing going on. I'm a little frustrated that this caught me the way it did, because when I was going through rehab for the heart attack, I was pretty savvy about it. Now, I had a bunch of people working with me, and I had a bunch of people smarter than me pointing me in the right direction. And this time around, I had a bunch of people that weren't really invested in any way pointing me in a direction that turned out to be the wrong one.
Now, a lot of this, too, is going to be diet. And if you're eating whole, healthy foods in, you know, regular-sized portions, not American-sized portions, you'll be just fine. But, you know, avoiding a lot of simple carbohydrates and things like that, keeping an eye on your diet, making sure it's whole and healthy, you can still, like for me personally, I eat as much as I want. I just make sure I'm eating whole, healthy foods and not a bunch of junk.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I've cut everything back, and I'd started cutting everything back when I started with this doctor, and she told me that I needed to cut back. I just decided to do it with a percentage point and say, I'm going to eat 30% less. So I started eating 30% less. I cut out as much of the sugars as I could, as much of the carbs as I could. The doctor told me, she said, you need to pick something you're going to do that you can do.
Yes,
don't get out there and
exactly.
Say you're going to be a vegetarian and then you can't be a vegetarian. You need
I
to
like
do something.
Your doctor.
She said, do something you can succeed at. Don't pick something that you don't go keto. Keto's not the way for you to go. You know, you need to do something that you can do. It took you a while to get this big. It's going to take you a while to get this small. We're going to take the prednisone out of it, and that's going to help you a whole lot. So
I have actually assisted shooters in losing a large amount of weight because it was hard on their joints and their muscles and it affected their movement. And they came to me for movement coaching. And I said, well, the first thing you have to do is drop some weight so I have something to work with. And I've helped a lot of shooters lose 200 to 300 pounds. And one of the tricks that I used on them was tiny dishes. It sounds very silly. It's basically like a little tea party for your dinner.
But no, I get where it would work. I do get where it would work, but
making them put their fork down between each bite. It has to touch the table between every bite because what you're doing is breaking a habit. And a lot of times you get full, but you don't feel it until it's too late. So what you're doing is trying to feel that you're full.
Hmm. Well, now that's easy. That's easy now. That's easy now. I've gotten into the habit now to where I just can't eat as much as I used to. And it makes me sort of ill. And with all of that fluid that I had in me that made me feel all bloated, I hated that feeling so much that I'll do anything to keep that from happening again.
So. Yeah, and another thing that goes along with all of that, if it's not enough already, is acid reflux, the acid regurgitation, the burning in your throat. A lot of times will accompany those things.
Well, while we're getting ready to go to the next break, or the first break, tell everybody how to find you.
180firearmstraining.com. You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like to order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or set up a movement class in your area.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
get top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey, but this is actually the just Bill's personal therapy thing with Keita Bussey.
Well, I'm happy to help.
Well, today I went out today, and it was sort of messed up because I don't like shopping malls. The only time I like shopping malls is when I'm trying to walk. So we went to a shopping mall today. And I think I might have done 2,000 steps today. And I feel, you know, I lost, right before we came, before showtime, I weighed versus my weight when I weighed in on Wednesday, or Monday, rather. And I have lost now, I think, 12 pounds of fluid.
Keep in mind, though, that every scale is different, so you need a baseline with the scale you just bought. So that's your baseline with this scale.
Right.
The best thing is to get a weight at the hospital or clinic, wherever you go, and check with their scale that you always use, and then immediately after, weigh yourself on your scale to see what the difference is.
Which is nearly impossible. But that's beside the point.
Next time you have an appointment, they will weigh you.
Yeah.
And then you can check when you get home.
So, having said all of that, I feel pretty washed out right about now. And I'm fairly certain, to a certain degree, I'm pretty dehydrated, too.
You are. But you have to be. A lot of times they will put people on fluid restrictions in the condition that you're in.
They talked about doing that, but then when they realized that there's one of two things would have to happen. They would either have to put me on supplemental potassium, which does not seem to work very well for me. Because when I cramp, it sounds like a thunderclap. You know, it's like a boom. And the night that changed everything, which was Monday night, I was cramping in stereo.
So, okay, I would have them do a panel on you and check all of your electrolytes, which I'm sure they did, and see if you're low on anything like magnesium or calcium, anything like that. Check your sodium levels. So the LASIX, what happens is it forces you to get rid of the fluids through urination, but along with that, you're losing potassium.
Right.
So a lot of times what they'll do is have you take a potassium chloride medication on a daily basis as long as you're on that medication.
Yeah. I think the thought process here is that LASIX and some of the other medications I'm taking right now, like metformin, which I'm not taking, but I will end up taking again just simply because of cost, are temporary.
Yeah.
So that's my hope. It's their hope. But
in
the meantime,
keep in mind, potassium is what they use to put people to death who are on death row. So your potassium level is not something you want to mess with.
Gotcha.
That severely affects your heart and its function and the electricity and the way it conducts. So your potassium really has to be maintained within certain levels. Even if it is a temporary medication, it's something you need to keep up with, and you'll probably have to be on potassium chloride as long as you're taking that medication, even if it's just for a short amount of time.
Right. Or I need to be eating potassium-rich foods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kale is a good one.
Oh.
Bananas, obviously, are a good one, but they have a lot of carbohydrates.
Sugar. Yeah.
Yes.
Ripe bananas do. Green bananas don't, right?
Well, they all are. Basically, bananas are a carb. And carbs are what you're trying to limit when your blood sugar is high.
Sure.
So you could have maybe half of a banana, but I would go to the green foods that are potassium rich.
So, having said all that, the other thing that happened with the walk today was that I carried a gun concealed.
Okay.
Which, I carried a polymer gun. I carried a CZ P10C. I expected it to feel like it weighed about 10 pounds. It did not. I expected it to cause a couple of muscle pains. It did not. But then the fun part came. Because I have a hard, especially when I'm having trouble breathing, I have trouble climbing stairs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, malls have escalators and elevators and everything else. So while I'm at the mall, the power goes out at the mall.
Oh.
So then I had to climb stairs. So then I ditched the gun at that point. I didn't ditch the gun in the mall, but as soon as I got to the car, I ditched the gun because I was pretty much worn on that one.
Stairs are tough when you're going through what you're going through. That's one of the hardest things.
We got about a minute left. You know, I got a spin bike. How good is the spin bike going to help me out?
That's great for cardio, and you're sitting down, so if you get lightheaded, at least you're sitting. And the medications you're on will cause you to be lightheaded, and your fluids are being restricted by choice or not. So I think that's a good choice for you. And I would work in stairs if you have stairs in your home. So what I did when I had my heart issues was I would do laundry or something, and rather than carrying the whole basket upstairs, I would go one piece of laundry at a time to force myself
glutton.
To go up and down the stairs.
Such a glutton for punishment. Tell everybody how to find you. We're coming up on the break.
180firearmstraining.com if you would like to order my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or set up a movement class near you. You can reach me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. Speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a grab bag. That's not stopping Biden from getting out on the road and selling his plan. The president speaking at a community college in Virginia.
My American Families Plan guarantees four additional years of public education for every person in America, starting as early as we can.
At least one person is dead after a tornado touched down near the heart of Atlanta. Douglas County Police saying a tree fell and killed a driver trapped in a car during today's powerful storms. Tornado watches continue in parts of South Carolina and North Carolina. Also happening on Monday, Bill Nelson was sworn in as NASA Administrator. This is USA Radio News. Average gasoline prices have risen 2 cents in the last week and now stand at $2.89 per gallon.
That $2.89 is a fresh multi-year high as the COVID-19 recovery continues to fuel gasoline demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the future holds even higher prices.
Motorists can expect prices to continue inching higher in the coming days. GasBuddy data shows that gasoline demand last week rebounded sharply. Overall, it's that increase in gasoline demand that will likely continue to push prices up as we head towards the start of the summer driving season, just several weeks away in Memorial Day weekend.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Facebook's oversight board will make a final decision this Wednesday about the fate of former President Trump's account. The oversight board is an independent group created by Facebook to review hot-button police choices. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman, and I have been bogarting her time because she's been doing stuff while I've been laying around, you know, sort of beached. She's been doing stuff. So you have a women's only movement class coming up, yeah?
I do. So I did this once before as sort of an experiment when I was in Texas. I volunteered my time and only charged what it took to pay for the range fees and targets. Excuse me. And I then volunteered to shoot an IDPA match with these ladies. So that was sort of my test of how this would go, and I just sort of made up the curriculum as we went, and they loved it. So I thought I would make another ladies-only class that reaches out to different levels of shooters with multiple instructors. So if you've never touched a gun before and you would like to learn something, or maybe you're thinking of buying a gun and you just don't know where to start, then we will have that available for you. You can come in and we'll have a table full of guns where you can feel them in your hands, decide what you like, get feedback from professionals, go and shoot the different guns, and learn what all the buttons do, that sort of thing. Or if you own a gun and you've been shooting and just need some help with basic fundamentals to make yourself better, we have that level available as well with a different instructor. If you've been shooting competitions, and you would like to learn about movement and some more complex things, then you will be with me. And if pistol really isn't your thing, that's okay. We will have Grace Callahan, a professional shotgunner with lots and lots of awards behind her name. Can't even list them all. She will teach you how to shoot a shotgun and let you try different shotguns. We will also have an instructor to teach you how to shoot rifles. If rifle is your thing, we have that too. If you don't want to play with guns at all, we will also have a self-defense section with Vince Damiano and my daughter Pixie. The two of them together will teach you basically combatives that are taught by special forces. So we'll have all these different areas set up. And if you want to do multiple things, you can rotate through. Or if you want to stick with one the whole time, you can do that too. Lunch is included and being donated. All of us instructors are donating our time. We are only charging a $100 fee just to cover expenses. And if you want to, you can stay the night in a quote-unquote haunted mansion on the range for only $50 a night, which includes meals. And after the class is done, we will have a sort of like wine and cheese debrief. So if you want to extend your party, you are welcome to, if you like. So this is going to be on the border of Pennsylvania and New Jersey, but on the Pennsylvania side at Double Eagle Poconos. It's an amazing range. Worth traveling to. This is like the most amazing girls trip you could ever dream of. If you want to grab a couple of your girlfriends and come out, I'm inviting my girlfriends from my area. And we're just going to go hang out. They have an indoor heated pool and hot tub. We'll start a campfire with a flamethrower. We will play white trash trap where we launch beer cans with a beer can launcher into the sky and then shoot them out of the sky with a shotgun, all kinds of things. So it's going to be a lot of fun. No matter what level you're at, there will be something for you. So if you are listening to this show and you have a wife or a girlfriend or a daughter, or you are a woman who is interested, then you can go to gunsisters.com and register. Gunsisters.com. It's going to be an amazing experience.
I do believe you may need some chaperones, though.
We will have chaperones, but I think they're going to be more like enablers.
Well,
this is going to be June 11th. It's a Friday, June 11th. But this is a destination worth traveling to. And flights to this area are super cheap.
Yeah, I would imagine they would be. I've always wanted to go to the Poconos just simply to do some stuff and just film some stuff and all this other stuff. I've always wanted to go to one of these gun resorts.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a gun resort.
And it has a haunted mansion.
Yeah. So Pixie lovingly named the ghost Alfred. She thinks it's the ghost of the butler. Because
Batman?
Yes. Because we come back to the room and all our laundry is folded and just set on our bed. And we ask around, who did this? Nobody admits to it. So she's like, oh, it was Alfred. But, yeah, there are, like, really weird, creepy things. I'm sure somebody did that. But there are weird, creepy things that none of us can explain. They keep happening, just, like, super weird stuff.
Yep. That sounds and like a
I'm
pretty
not,
good time.
I'm not one to say, hey, I believe in ghosts. I mean, not that I don't, but not that I do. I'm skeptical, but I...
Are you open-minded? Just say you're open-minded. Yeah, just be open-minded. It's okay. That way you can be for or against them, whichever way logic points you in the direction of. That's what I do. And so when you say your girlfriends, who are the girlfriends you're going to invite to this? Do I know any of them?
No, you don't know any of them.
Okay.
Some girls local to me, and Patrice Gaglotti, she was actually on the show before.
Right, Patrice. I remember.
she's going to be one of the instructors as well.
Is Poppin's going to be there? Is Black Axe going to be there?
No, she can't make it, unfortunately. She's got stuff going on. She has to teach kids how to do art. That's what she does.
Well, you know, those kind of things happen. Those kind of things happen. So,
June 11th, gunsisters.com. Check it out. It's crazy cheap. Crazy cheap because we're all volunteering our time. And you will get to be trained by literally the best in the world.
Well, that would be, so that'd be worth the price of admission anyway. Now, before we go to break, give out all the information this time because we got enough time for you to do it. All the ways to get a hold of Keita.
All of the ways. All right, on Instagram, I am Keita Busse, KitaBusse. On Facebook, 180 Firearms Training. On my website, 180firearmstraining.com. And if you would like to order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or set up a class near you for movement, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
That's pretty good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, and she is a weaponized woman, and she's decided to do a little cross-training. She's decided to take her 180-degree training and make it a full circle, and I guess you're going to call this 360-degree, or is that the concept?
Right.
So tell me the components. What are the components of this?
Well, honestly, I'm not sure yet. But May 17th through 19th, I will be flying out to audit Chris Costa and Mike Glover. So they've invited me to observe their classes and see what, as far as movement, I can make better. So based on what I observe, I'm going to be coming up with a curriculum. And then Mike Glover and I will be working together on creating training that can potentially save people's lives when they get deployed overseas.
Now, just thinking about future references, come SHOT Show time, do you think you could entice those two gents to come over to my area and let me film a little bit about the stuff that you're doing?
I don't think that would be a problem.
Keita is very persuasive. Keita gets all kinds of people over to my booth. Huh?
It's the blonde hair, I think. I just say, hey, come with me. And they say, okay.
Yeah. It's the blonde hair. Anyway.
Or maybe it's the guns.
Now, let's talk. Yeah, now, Chris has gone in sort of a different direction. And I'm sort of digging the direction he's going into because now he's doing a lot of stuff with lever guns and he's still doing his tactical stuff and everything. But as he's aging, he's evolving into things that interest him. And he's gotten away from this purely tactical thing that he used to be. And he sort of, does he still have the beard or did he shave that off?
He did, then he didn't, then he did again.
See, I can't decide whether he wants to look like somebody from ZZ Top or not. I mean,
currently he does, but it's not like it used to be.
Okay.
It's not the beard, but it's a beard.
And now Chris has, while he's been evolving, he's also been moving. So, like, when I first started doing stuff with Chris, he was in Florida. And then he moved to Wyoming and just dropped off the map for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And is he in Idaho now?
He's, I don't know why I'm thinking Washington or Montana. I think Montana, but I could be wrong.
I'm digging his evolution as he's going through it, though.
So we both taught a class in Florida, and he actually drove down from, I'm thinking it was Montana, but I could be wrong, but it was so funny. He had this, like, enormous, souped-up truck with a snorkel and everything, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is so big, and he's like, yeah, I know, and he grabs a ladder, puts it next to the truck, and I was like, what's that for? And he's like, this is how I get in my truck.
Yeah, Chris is not a big dude. Nobody would pick Chris on their team for basketball. Yeah. But he's not a tall, overpowering dude. Chris is a Coast Guard guy. He's small. He's compact. He's sort of tight. He's fast. He's quick. But he's not a big dude by any stretch of the imagination. Now, on the other hand, Mike Glover, he's sort of built like a small linebacker.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I was in his shop in Utah at Fieldcraft Survival, the Green Bay Packers came in, some of them, like three of them. They were linebackers. And seeing them next to him, like, he's built like them, but they were maybe 3 or 4 feet taller.
Well, he was spec ops. He's not supposed to be able to block a pass coming over the line of scrimmage.
Right.
You know?
You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to stand out in a crowd.
No. But, I mean, for a spec ops guy, though, Glover's sort of big.
Yes. He's built.
Yeah. I don't know that I would say he's too big. I would actually find that there's sort of some cachet into being able to take somebody apart by hand if you get a hold of them.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well,
so
it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting that you're dealing with these two guys because Glover's sort of the new breed. And Costa, I mean, he's old school, but, I mean, he comes from an old school that, you know, what he knows and what he does. I'm pretty sure the Coast Guard didn't teach him this.
Well, what's interesting about him is he was one of the first people to actually put information out there on how to train with a gun. If he hadn't done what he did, I wouldn't have a job right now.
Sure.
He made it okay to put that info out there. He made it okay for civilians to train with pistols or rifles or whatever your bag is.
I mean, he and Haley, when they were doing the Magpul Dynamics series of videos,
yes.
They were the first training
superstars
out there.
Exactly. And if they hadn't put those videos out there, I mean, as much as they feel like it's cringy now to look at, they look at their own videos they put out and they're like, oh, that's so cringy. So they know. But at the same time, if they hadn't done that, we wouldn't have all these instructors out here teaching classes to literally whoever wants to take them.
Sure.
It just wouldn't exist. Because of them, I have a job.
Yeah. However, like you said, those of you that have come since then have very much advanced that curve. In a whole lot of ways. Like, what they were teaching at the time seemed cool, but compared to what you teach as far as using your body, the way you move with your body, you sort of dust them.
On the shoulders of giants.
Sure.
Like, I couldn't be where I am if it wasn't for what they did then. And they look at it and they say, oh, this is so cringy because things have come so far since then. But if they really think about it, the reason things came so far since then is because of them, because they put that out there.
Yeah, somebody's got to be first. Somebody's got to start the fire.
They were first.
Yeah. somebody's got to, you know, ignite that fire and get it going. And the fact that Chris is still doing it, I mean, to a degree, I didn't keep up with him, but I know he never went away when he, right. when he first moved to Wyoming. So I just wasn't keeping up with him. But he's still very much on the forefront. Much, I mean, you know, he comes from the era of Steve Fisher and himself and Yeager and those types that were have been out there doing it since the 90s, early
2000s. Right.
So it's good to see them still out there. And I still consider them to be the best. Yeah. I consider them to have...
Because they update their skills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, right now, Fisher's out there teaching with his arm in a cast.
He is.
He never quits.
I mean, well, he needed that surgery, so I'm glad he did it, but the fact that he's still out there teaching with his arm in a cast is just shows how hardcore he is.
Yeah.
This dude will drive across the country like 24 hours without sleeping. He is hardcore.
Yeah, I'm getting on that plane myself. I'm not flying anymore anywhere. I'm going to be driving all the time. And he got the surgery I was afraid to get. I got the cortisone shots in my knuckles. So we're about to run out of time. One more time, tell everybody how to find you.
On Instagram, Kita Busse, KitaBusse. My website, 180firearmstraining.com. My email, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, and that's where you can order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or set up a movement class near you.
Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for all of your advice.
Thanks, Bill. You take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in touch. Coming up next, it's Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.